4a. Dua was filled with anger, so filled she could scarcely sense the hard ones. She seemed stifled under the components of the anger, each one filling her to the brim separately. There was a sense of wrongness that Odin should try to lie to her, a sense of wrongness that a whole world of people should die, a sense of wrongness that it was so easy for her to learn and that she had never been allowed to. Since that first time in the rock, she had gone twice more to the hard caverns. Twice more, unnoticed, she had buried herself in rock, and each time she sensed and knew, and each time when Odin would explain matters to her, she knew in advance what it was he would explain. Why couldn't they teach her, then, as they had taught Odin? Why only the rationals? Did she possess the capacity to learn only because she was a left M, a perverted Midland? Then let them teach her, perversion and all. It was wrong to leave her ignorant. Finally, the words of the Hard One were breaking through to her. Losten was there, but it was not he speaking. It was a strange Hard One in front who spoke. She did not know him, but she knew few of them. The Hard One said, "Which of you have been in the lower caverns recently, the Hard Caverns?" Dua was defiant. They found out about her rock-rubbing, and she didn't care. Let them tell everybody. She would do so herself. She said, "I have, many times." "Alone?" said the Hard One calmly. "Alone, many times," snapped Dua. It was only 3 times, but she didn't care. Odin muttered, "I have, of course, been to the lower caverns on occasion." The Hard One seemed to ignore that. He turned to Trit instead, and said sharply, "And you, right?" Trit quavered, "Yes, Hard Sir." "Alone?" "Yes, Hard Sir." "How often?"
"Once."
Dua was annoyed. Poor Trit was in such a panic over nothing. It was she herself who had done it, and she was ready for a confrontation. "Leave him alone," she said. "I'm the one you want." The Hard One turned slowly toward her. "For what?" he said. "For whatever it is." And faced with it directly, she couldn't bring herself to describe what she had done after all. Not in front of Odin. "Well, we'll get to you. First, the right. Your name is Trit, isn't it? Why did you go to the lower caverns alone?"
"To speak to Hard One Estwald, Hard Sir."
At which again Dua interrupted eagerly.
"Are you Estwald?"
The Hard One said briefly, "No." Odin looked annoyed, as though it embarrassed him that Dua didn't recognize the Hard One. Dua didn't care. The Hard One said to Trit, "What did you take from the lower caverns?" Trit was silent. The Hard One said, without emotion, "We know you took something. We want to know if you know what it was. It could be very dangerous." Trit was still silent, and Losten interposed, saying more kindly, "Please tell us, Trit. We know now it was you, and we don't want to have to be harsh." Trit mumbled, "I took a food maul." "Ah!" It was the first Hard One speaking. "What did you do with it?" And Trit burst out, "It was for Dua. She wouldn't eat. It was for Dua." Dua jumped and coalesced in astonishment. The Hard One turned on her at once. "You did not know about it?"
"No."
"Nor you?" to Odin. Odin, so motionless as to seem frozen, said, "No, Hard Sir." For a moment, the air was full of unpleasant vibration as the Hard Ones spoke to each other, ignoring the triad. Whether her sessions at rock-rubbing had made her more sensitive, or whether it was her recent storm of emotions, Dua couldn't tell, and wouldn't have dreamed of trying to analyze. She simply knew she was catching whiffs, not of words, but of understanding. They had detected the loss some time ago. They had been searching quietly. They had turned to the Soft Ones as possible culprits with reluctance. They had investigated,
and then turned to Odin's triad with even greater reluctance.
Why? Shua missed that.
They did not see how Odin could have had the foolishness to take it, or Dua the inclination. They did not think of Krit at all.
Then the Hard One, who had so far said not a word to the Soft Ones, recalled seeing Krit in the Hard Caverns.
Of course, thought Dua, it was the day she had first entered the rock. She had sensed him then, she had forgotten.
It had seemed unlikely in the extreme, but finally, with all else impossible, and with the time-lapse having grown intolerably dangerous, they came. They would have liked to consult Estwald, but by the time the possibility of Krit arose, he was unavailable. All this Dua sensed in a gasp, and now she turned toward Krit with a feeling of mingled wonder and outrage.
Losten was anxiously vibrating that no harm had been done, that Dua looked well, that it was a useful experiment, actually. The Hard One to whom Krit had spoken was agreeing. The other still exuded concern.
Dua was not paying attention to them only. She was looking at Krit.
The first Hard One said, "Where is the food ball now, Krit?"
Krit showed them.
It was hidden effectively, and the connections were clumsy but serviceable.
The Hard One said, "Did you do this yourself, Krit?"
"Yes, Hard Sir."
"How did you know how?"
"I looked at how it was done in the Hard Caverns. I did it exactly the way I saw it done there."
"Didn't you know you might have harmed your midmate?"
"I didn't! I wouldn't! I..."
Krit seemed unable to speak for a moment. Then he said, "It was not to hurt her, it was to feed her. I let it pour into her feeder, and I decorated her feeder. I wanted her to try it, and she did. She ate. For the first time in a long time, she ate well. We melted." He paused, then said in a huge, tumultuous cry, "She had enough energy at last to initiate a baby emotional. She took Odin's seed and passed it to me. I have it growing inside me. A baby emotional is growing inside me."
Dua could not speak. She stumbled back and then rushed for the door in so pell-mell a fashion that the Hard Ones could not get out of the way in time. She struck the appendage of the one in front, passing deep into it, and then pulled free with a harsh sound. The Hard One's appendage fell limp, and his expression seemed contorted with pain. Odin tried to dodge around him to follow Dua, but the Hard One said, with apparent difficulty, "Let her go for now. There is enough harm done. We will take care."